Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 3rd, Thankful Tuesday. Hey, I'm thankful for you. Glad you're here with me this morning or afternoon or evening as we seek to see what God has to say about Himself and about us in His Word. This weekend, we had James K.A. Smith with us in worship, and he did a lecture at 4 p.m. on Sunday, and he talked about new possibilities in the Word every time we come back to them, because we have changed, and we might read the Scriptures differently, and the Spirit may be saying something new to us. So that's kind of exciting to think about, that as we come to the Word, we may be affected by it differently today. And so I think it's appropriate for me to begin our time together with a prayer. Our weekly blessing that we've started doing is from Philippians 1, 9 through 11, and I just want to pray it over us. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. In Romans today, we continue the theme of life in Adam or life in Christ, and how in Christ we are justified. Now, a very simplistic definition of justification is just as if I had never sinned. But our justification is not just God forgiving our sins, it's also crediting us Christ's righteousness. And we're going to read about that here in Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 18. Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of one man the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man the many will be made righteous. The law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What would it mean for grace to reign today in righteousness? How might we participate in what Jesus has for us by being a gracious and kind people today? There is a connection point between Psalm 24 and this passage we read in Romans. Psalm 24 is talking about who can ascend to God, and it's only the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. So Jesus is the only one who truly fulfills this. But we're learning in Romans that we are justified, we are made righteous, we are clean because of what Jesus has done. And so Psalm 24 is also for us. We are those who can enter into God's presence. It's almost as if we are holding on to the robe of Jesus. And because He's walking into the room, so can we. Psalm 24 of David, a psalm. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in, Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, the King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together here on this Thankful Tuesday. I'm thankful for the Lord's justification. Let's make verse 4 of Psalm 24 into a prayer in that regard. Lord, give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our soul to another, not to an idol, not to anything in this world that we think might satisfy. Help us to know that only you will satisfy our hearts. As Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Father, we thank you today for your graciousness to us. We thank you, Lord, that in Jesus we can enter into your presence, not because we are worthy, solely based on his merits. We thank you, Lord, today for a person in our lives who has shown us grace, that beautiful grace that reigns when we recognize and participate in the Lord's salvation message. We also want to lift our praise to you for a place that you have provided. The place I'm thinking of right now is your presence. Help us to linger in your presence. Give us holy imagination about what it is to be around your throne. Give us security in knowing that we can come to you with everything, and that you are always available when we seek you. Help us to seek you often and to carve out time to be with you. And Lord, we thank you for something today, something that comes to mind, some situation perhaps where we know you are working and we're thankful. All the other things that are on our minds today are those who need healing. We lift them up to you, Lord. We ask for your watch care upon them. We also pray for situations in our nation and our world that seem too big to bear. We don't know a way forward. We pray, Lord, that your good spirit would lead us in level paths. We also have questions about your will in certain situations. Reorient our hearts about who we should be today. How should we inhabit this day? How do you ask us to show up today? And we thank you, Lord, for our church and our community of faith. Help us to be a blessing to one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.